It was just another day for Detective Superintendent Deborah Wallace, the boss of the New South Wales gang squad, dressed for work as normal, in a bright yellow dress and cream high heels. Today would see the culmination of months of work and weeks of planning. If everything went as expected, today would see the end of the violent street biker gang known as the Nomads. It was mid-2014. Deb had spent the first few months of the year trying to get inside the mindset of the bikie gangs. She had an expert team around her, a tough, hand-picked group of young cops called Strike Force Raptor. Raptor was a force to be reckoned with and was despised by the bikie gangs, many of which had been brought into line by this brutally efficient unit. Raptor had been formed in response to the growing presence of outlaw motorcycle gangs, OMCGs, in Sydney. A bloody feud the year before between the Hells Angels and the Comancheros had left one gang member dead and resulted in a number of tit-for-tat drive-bys and kneecappings. The bikies were shooting it out all over Sydney, literally threatening public safety and leaving bodies in the street. It was Raptor's job to restore order. While several gangs had already been brought to heel, another prominent bikie gang, the Nomads, were becoming a big problem. Although only small in number, they were becoming increasingly menacing and visible. When a young man having a drink with his girlfriend was nearly stabbed to death by a known criminal for no apparent reason, and police intelligence said the most likely culprit was a member of the Nomads, Deb Wallace knew it was time to act. Whether it was luck, good timing, or simply being in the right place at the right time, Wallace was handed a new weapon against the bikies, the New South Wales Consorting Laws. These laws state that no two people who have been convicted of an indictable offence can consort or even communicate via phone or Facebook. These new laws, combined with the muscle of Raptor, were to prove a deadly combination for the bikies, and the first fatality was the Nomads. The Nomads were stirring up trouble. They openly flouted the consorting laws by sitting in groups wearing their colours. They bashed people and were a menace. They intimidated restaurant owners for free meals and protection money, more commonly known as extortion. The Nomads were also particularly fond of obtaining fraudulent bank loans, corrupting real estate agents and solicitors along the way. The money they got from those activities financed the big money spinner, the distribution of illegal drugs.